Hey babe, how's work going?
Good.
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I'm walking down Main Street and I'm about 5 minutes away from your work. Lunch? Oh no, silly. I'm gonna hunt you down and fuck you. So, you better use this 5 minutes to hide unless you want your coworkers to see you push down and use like a mere object I own. Don't forget to lock your screen. You know, they get pissy if you forget that. Let's brainstorm places you could hide. We're going to find you anyway, so it's no issue if we talk about it together. You could try the bathroom. They've got those stalls you can lock. But if I find you there, there's a decent chance a coworker walks in and hears you being metaphorically torn apart. There's that meeting room off to the side that no one ever uses. Oh, wait. It does have that big glass wall overlooking the office space. I guess that'd defeat the purpose of hiding, unless you went under the table. But then I'd just drag you out and press you against the glass anyway. Ooh, I do like the conference room on the third floor. It's got those big pillars in it that you could hide behind and creep around them to stay out of sight if I walked in there. Of course, I would just smell you were there. Or did you think the perfume I offered this morning was innocent? Oh, my sweet kitten, you can be so naive sometimes. All the better for me to hunt you down and ruin you then. I can hear the echo around you. You must be in the stairwell at the moment. I would really recommend against that. Sure. No one uses the stairs, but everyone hops through them to the bathroom, don't they? Unless you're going to the roof. True, true. No one goes up there. But you're forgetting the buildings nearby with big glass windows overlooking it. I know you're my fuck toy, but you're almost making me think you want to be found. Imagine if your coworkers found you. What would they think? Your clothes ripped. Fear in your eyes, maybe a bit of blood from where my fingernails dug in, watching you being pushed down and being used by me and my cock, the tears in your eyes as I fucked your face, the gagging and choking and drool, pulling you by your hair and slamming you into the floor, treating you like a piece of meat. Would they try to stop me? Would they call the police? Or would they realize that this is how you deserve to be treated? This is where you truly belong. Either you're a victim or merely a toy, and either way, their opinion of you would be changed forever. Do you think they would treat you like the object you are? Ignore you in meetings, groping you at your computer because sexuality is all you deserve to be used for? Or maybe they treat you with disgust because they could tell you enjoy this. Honestly, you enjoying this is a side bonus because I love you. You mind to use, so your enjoyment isn't necessary. Even if you're panicking and scrambling away with sincerity, I'd still just overpower you and take you, claim you, mark you, because you're mine. Of course, that's not to say you're insincere. You like to be fucked, but I know you're anxious at the thought of being found out. That's why I'm doing this, to add back that real thrill and danger of consequences if you get caught. You can thank me later. Ah, perfect. I'm coming up to your office now. Hope you have a good spot. Hey, Debbie, how's today going? I'm on a bit of a time limit, but I'd love to chat with you about that office picnic next week and anything you need me to bring for that. Perfect. Hey, now, I bought you a little gift of coffee. Could you do me a favor and let me up without telling my partner? I just want to surprise her, is all. Thank you so much. I'll be down to chat more. Ta. Worked like a charm. Hear that, babe? I'm getting closer. Your time is ticking. Have a good place to hide? Did anyone see you enter? Well, guess I'll be finding out soon. Hey, Frank. Don't mind me. Have you seen my partner around at all? I wanted to surprise her for lunch. Debbie let me up. Oh, she ran off suddenly? That's a bit odd. I doubt she knew I was coming, and my presence isn't that bad. Do you know where to? The bathrooms? I'll just go check on her and make sure she's all right. We had the beans for dinner last night, and I think it was a bad batch. My morning wasn't pleasant either. Before I go, is everyone in the office today? Oh, no. I didn't know Janice was on maternity leave. Well, pass on my congratulations to her, and my condolences for you picking up her managerial workload. Also, are you using her office? That's being kept empty for her? Good to know. I hope you're making do with the space restrictions. But yes, thank you. I'll check in on my partner now, and I'll say goodbye before I leave. You should have told me, Pet, that Janice spent the last several months carrying visible proof that she had been fucked. Were you jealous? That everyone knew she had sex. It was probably boring sex. You should give them proof you have degrading and monstrous sex. Let me just find you first. I don't think you're in here, but I'm checking just in case. Sorry, didn't mean to bother you. I'll go to the next bathroom. I know you far too well by now, kitten. Which is hard for you to account for. I'm pretty confident in my next guess. You see, the weakness is always people. This office is full of people who have seen you, interacted with you, and you interact with them. If you can't think of something yourself, you'll just ask someone else if they know of any empty spaces. Predictable and a little disappointing. You'll have to try better than that. I'll just leave this door open to her office. That way, everyone can hear what's going on. Maybe see as well if I drag you to the door. So let's just look around and under this desk and... found you.